Shabbat Shalom. What a great day, Shabbat. Today's parsha, Genesis 6, 9 to 11:32. What I'd like to do is go clear to the end of it and give you a little information before I go into the parasha. This is for free. If you were to ask most Christians, Jews, and Arabs who the father of the Arab nation is, you would get the answer, Ishmael. Well, if you were to go to the back of the parasha today and read who begot who, begot who, begot who, begot who, begot who, and those other guys, you would find out that Ishmael was born 6 generations after the beginning of the Arab nation. So I don't think that Ishmael was the father of the Arab nation. And that's for free, just in case somebody ever tells you that Ishmael was the father of the Arab nation. You know that it's not true. All right, the parashah today, and what Sam read was, these are the offsprings of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Wow. I'd sure like to be able to do that. I'm hoping to, not right away, unless the rapture comes today, then I'm ready. But day in and day out, for a lot of years, Noah built the ark. And during those years, he was confronted by naysayers and scoffers who mocked him and chided him, and then continued on their path of self-destruction. But Noah continued to obey the Lord and build. I cannot imagine what that would have been like. Here's a man alone predicting the end of the world. And all these people were going to die. And be lost. And he would possibly explain this to them. And all they would do would say, pound sand, you dodo. That's my commentary. He was not able to persuade one member of civilization to join him. Why? Well, the Torah tells us that Noah finally entered the ark for the journey, while the world was about to be waterlogged. He had to almost be forced. It says in Genesis 7:7, and Noah entered the ark because of the flood waters. And you know, I wondered about that passage. That caught my attention. So I went and found out what Rashi had to say about it. He explained that even Noah himself was considered one of those with only modest faith, that Noah did not enter the ark until the rains fell and he realized that disaster was imminent. Well, I'm sure whatever failing he might have had would be minute to our standards today. Because after all, Hashem picked him to save humanity, didn't he? So why do we read about his flaw? There must be a lesson in the Torah. Aha, a story. Today I'm not going to pick on the rabbis. British physician John Abernathy, in addition to being a renowned surgeon and teacher in the late 18th century, helped patients with an array of emotional problems. He once related the story of a patient who entered his clinic complaining of several bouts of melancholy and depression. And I kind of know what that's like. Gene and I, the house we lived in before we moved here, we built that ourselves. And talk about getting depressed. Oof, that was a chore. So I can imagine what poor old Noah was going through. Ooh, terrible. But anyway, it seems that the artisan lost faith in his own abilities. I've done that. He felt he was not living up to his normal standard. He was beginning to fail at his life's work. After examining him, Dr. Abernathy made a simple suggestion. He said, "Go see the famous comedian Grimaldi. He is known to cheer those who are depressed, and he would do wonders for your spirit. He will make you laugh, and that would be better than any drug I could give you." But the patient looked gloomier. "It won't help me," sighed the despondent patient. "I'm Grimaldi. You ever been there?" Yeah. Noah worked extremely hard to build the ark, but he could not rehabilitate a soul. Perhaps the Torah tells us the reason why. He was unable to convince anyone to join him. Noah himself would not enter the ark until the flood waters, till the water forced him in. He did not run to the boat crying, "Praise the Lord, let it rain." For whatever reason, perhaps he felt God's compassion would ultimately overcome his wrath. Still, he did not show clear, unwavering belief that the flood would not come. Yes, Noah saved humanity. But in order to bring souls to the Lord, one must be so strong in his faith that he need not be pushed into his own ark of salvation. In addition to building it, he must breathe it, live it, and totally be committed to it. Pastor Sam, a couple weeks ago, gave a bunch of names. And Noah wasn't mentioned in that name, the group of names. If you remember, he mentioned Moses, Abraham, Yaakov, Yitzchak, Yosef, and so forth. But Noah wasn't there. Now, I know Noah was God's chosen person, but I also know that you have to have faith. The bottom line is believe, and we will see him in the end. Shabbat shalom.